This is Performance New Mexico. I'm Spencer Beckwith. If you have your own score, you can bring it with you. If not, you can borrow one at the door. It's the third annual Messiah Sing, hosted by the Albuquerque Choral Group Quintessence. The open performance is Saturday afternoon at Emmanuel Presbyterian Church, and it precedes the annual holiday concerts by Quintessence to be held next weekend, December 1st and 2nd. With us this morning is the conductor of the Messiah Sing, artistic director of Quintessence, Matthew Greer. Matt, the Messiah Sing concept has really been around for quite a while, internationally popular. How does this work?
Well, it's very simple. We rely on the fact that Messiah is the best loved piece of choral music ever written, and that it's kind of in the ether, and that if you have sung in choruses at all, you're apt to have sung the choruses in Messiah. And so we rely on the fact that it's a canonical work and that people who show up, for the most part, have some experience singing it. So people come at a certain time. As you said, you can borrow a score from us, or you can, a lot of people own their own Messiah scores with their own markings from past performances. And I act as a host at the beginning, and I just very simply explain the way the performance is going to go, and then we do some very light rehearsals. I point out some problem spots. I talk about how to deal with long strings of notes on single words, what we call melismas. And then the idea is, once a brief instruction period is over, we just go through it from beginning to end as a performance.
With a professional chamber orchestra.
Right, with an orchestra of about 10 players this year.
And are there any people who come just to be audience members?
There are, yeah, but for the most part, it's people who want to participate in actually making the music. That's the fun of it.
No charge.
No charge, that's right. We'll be taking a free will offering, and then we're also inviting people to bring unwrapped new toys for children at the Barrett House.
Which is an organization for homeless families.
Exactly.
As I mentioned, there's going to be a Christmas concert the following weekend.
Right, yeah.
Give me an idea. What have you put together for Quintessence's Christmas concert?
Our winter concert this year is called A Winter's Journey, and it's always a challenge. On the one hand, it's the best time of year to be a choral singer because there's so much wonderful music and audiences are in a mood to hear it. But I find that it's a challenge to find repertoire that is familiar on the one hand, which is what a lot of audiences want that time of year, but also new repertoire that fits into the season as part of the challenge. And we're singing some absolutely beautiful music on this concert. Set of carols by Stephen Paulus, the American composer Stephen Paulus, his three nativity carols, which I think were a great example of newly composed music. They're not settings of familiar carol tunes. They are settings of medieval texts, but completely new music that immediately, if you heard it, you would know what time of year it belongs to. There's just something about the lushness of the harmonies and also the timbre of the voices with harp and oboe in this case, which just are wonderful for the season. They're gorgeous.
And some more traditional music as well, I would
absolutely
imagine.
We'll be doing some carol settings, Wexford Carol, Patapan, other things. We're also going to be joined by the treble chorus from El Dorado High School, directed by Megan Rader, who'll be doing a set of their own music and then joining us for a couple of selections as well.
So that is Saturday, December 1st, St. Paul Lutheran Church. Sunday, December 2nd, St. John's United Methodist Church. Matt, you have been leading choruses for a long time now. What is the essential ingredient for a good Christmas concert?
I do think that it's a particular time of year that an audience is looking for beautiful music, whether that is music that's familiar or not. That's the time of year that you want to program your luscious, most melodic stuff.
That, of course, pertains to Handel's Messiah as
absolutely.
Well.
Yeah.
So we've come full circle. Director Matthew Greer and Quintessence, Choral Artists of the Southwest, invite the public to the annual Messiah Sing tomorrow, Saturday at 2 at Emmanuel Presbyterian Church. That's on Carlisle, south of Central in Albuquerque. No tickets are necessary. For information about the Messiah Sing and about the Quintessence holiday concerts, go to quintessence-abq.com or call 672-2222. T-U-N-E. Happy holidays, Matt.
And to you, Spencer. Thank you for having me.
For KUNM, I'm Spencer Beckwith.